奉耶稣圣名正道。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I share the word of God.
靠着圣灵的帮助。
With the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们一同警醒预备。
Let's watch and prepare.
在我们的信仰当中，有许多对我们的提醒，对我们的警告。
In the life of faith, there are many reminders and warnings for us.
请注意，是提醒跟警告。
Take note, is to remind and to warn.
不是我们想象中啊，都很温和的爱呀、啊，一直讲爱，不是这样的。
It's not as what we imagine, something very gentle and love.
那天要讲爱的，请你注意这个问题。
So those who want the preacher to talk about love only, please take note of this.
在末世时代都充满着警告，充满着提醒，甚至充满着责备的。
In the last days, it's full of warning and rebukes.
因为我们不再是婴孩。
Because we are no longer infants.
我们不再一直像抱要抱抱啊，要奶奶了，不再是这样的信徒。
We are no longer believers who wants to be carried and to drink milk.
那些一直想要传到这样讲道的，你要改变的吃那个吃饭的了，你要吃饭。
So those who want preacher to speak about this, now it's time for you to change to have solid food.
你承认你是婴孩，到现在十几二十年都是婴孩。
Unless you think that confess that you're still an infant even after decades.
特别是对主耶稣再临的事情。
Especially in matters regarding the coming of Lord Jesus Christ.
但是今天许多信徒对耶稣再临已经没有什么感觉了。
But today many believers no longer have any feelings towards the coming of Lord Jesus Christ.
我再重复一次。
I repeat.
今天对耶稣再临这件事已经没有什么感觉了。
We are insensitive to the second coming of Lord Jesus Christ nowadays.
传道讲错了吗？
Have I said this wrongly?
甚至对道理就非常的麻木了。
We are numb even to the sermon.
对得救的道理，对警醒的道理，对悔改的道理，对圣洁的道理没有兴趣。
To the truth of repentance, truth of forgiveness, we are no longer interested.
只能够试着表现反感。
We only detest this argument.
教会进入到一个危机里面，信仰的危机里面去。
This is a crisis of faith of our church.
你看当时我们那个时代听道理是怎样听的
？In those days, how do we listen to sermons?
听到道理的严厉，听到道理的责备，我们害怕，我们悔改，我们认罪。
We hear the seriousness and the rebuke of the sermons. We are afraid to repent and confess our sins.
我们觉得自己对不起主，对不起啊，对不起我们的信仰。
We felt that we have wrong against our Lord Jesus Christ and our faith.
但是听了自己责备自己的。
But after we listen, we rebuke ourselves.
听了自己觉得自己有罪的。
And we find that we have done wrong.
但你看今天的信徒听到底是怎样的反应
？But how about believers today when listen to sermon? What's their reaction?
还要控告传道，还要责备传道。
They in turn rebuke the preacher.
这完全不一样。
It's totally different.
其实这种情形已经是进入迷惑里面。
So this type of faith is already entered into deceit.
以为自己很好，感觉良好。
We feel that we are still in a good state.
就像老底家教会一模一样。
Just like the church in Laodicea.
我们富足了，我们有钱了，我们样样都没有缺乏。
Thinking we are rich and lacking nothing.
主耶稣，你们是瞎眼的。
Lord Jesus Christ said, "You are blind."
你们是贫穷的。
You are poor.
你们是骄傲的。
You are proud.
你们赤身露体是羞耻的。
You are naked. You are in shame.
但老底家教会怎么听得进去这种道理呢
？But could Laodicea church listen to such sermon?
你这样讲我们啊。
You're rebuking us.
这样毁谤我们。
You're slandering against us.
那请你去先责，你要责备传道，你先责备主耶稣。
So if you want to rebuke preacher, first rebuke. If you want to rebuke the preacher, first rebuke Jesus Christ.
到底这个见的。世界的这样自卑，世界的这样提出他们的问题。
Because this is how the Lord Jesus Christ point out the wrong of Laodicea Church.
请注意啊，老底教会就是末日教会的形的树影来的呀。
So take note, Laodicea Church is a representative of the church in the last days.
所以我常常记得一个老仆人对传道的提醒。
So there's this old worker that reminded the preacher.
这个老仆人是大家都非常尊重的老仆人。
Old worker that we are very respect a lot.
他已经被耶稣带走了。
He has been called back by the Lord.
我又是在讲道理的时候。
One time when I was speaking a sermon,
我还没有走下去，他就走到我的面前。
Even before I walked down the pulpit, he came to me.
他那时是九十多岁的老人。
The time he was in his 90s.
拿着那个拐杖，这样一拐一拐的走到传道的面前。
With a walking stick, he walked to the preacher.
我们怎么能够让老人家走到我们的面前呢
？So how could we allow the old elderly folk to come to us?
这绝对是不可以的。
We should not allow this.
我们赶快的走下去。去接近他。
So quickly, I drove walked down towards him.
他就抓住传道的手。
Hey, hold on to my hand, my arm.
阿脚在啊。你要记住呢，小伙子啊，你要记得啊，小伙子。
So you say, young lad, you need to remember.
你讲到的时候啊，你会讲啊，帮信徒讲亚斯再来的件事啊。
When your sermon, you need to speak about the coming of Lord Jesus Christ again.
我问他为什么要讲耶稣再来呢
？So ask him why do we need to talk about Jesus coming again?
他说，因为今天的信徒啊，已经忘记了耶稣要来这件事。
Because he said the believers today has forgotten that Jesus is coming again.
真的。我们真的忘了。
We have forgotten.
因为我们不把耶稣再来这个放在心里，我们已经不放在心里了。
Because you no longer put our heart the coming of Lord Jesus Christ again.
应验这个彼得书说的，他们说耶稣再来，哪里有来啊？
Just what Peter has said, that they say Jesus is coming, they say where has he come?
所以他们讥笑耶稣要来这件事，讥笑，用讥笑的态度。
So they ridiculed against this teaching.
这句话我一直收藏到现在三十几年。
So this was spoken to me, I remember even until now.
在台上不断的提醒、警告信徒，提醒信徒。
That on the pulpit, I must always remember, warn the and remind the believers. Especially believers who think much about themselves. Or believers who are neither cold or hot.
特别是那些贪爱世界的信徒。
Or believers who love the world.
这个老执事说，老仆人说。
This old worker said.
因为他们已经忘记。
Because they have forgotten.
要唤醒他们，要让他们记起来。
To wake them up, to cause them to remember.
那你斯斯文文讲，小小声讲，谁理你？谁会记得呀？
If you say this gently, who will remember? Who will care about this?
要叫醒他们。
To wake them up.
这是个老仆人交代仆人要做的事。
This is old worker reminding his servant the servant to do.
这个老仆人是真正爱信徒、爱信徒的灵魂的工人。
This old servant is indeed a worker who loves the soul of believers.
因为他要大家得救进天国。
He wants everyone to be saved to enter the kingdom of heaven.
如果不唤醒他们。
If you do not wake them up,
不断的沉睡,
they continue to fall asleep.
不断的没有感觉到, 到自己的亏欠, 信仰的亏欠。
They do not see they have fallen short in their faith.
你说他能进天国吗?
Can they enter the heaven?
我最近在沙巴讲了很多天使的见证, 很多, 很多。
Recently in Sabah, I shared many testimonies regarding angels.
有很多天国的见证。
A testimony regarding kingdom of heaven.
每一场有很多人来听。
So each sermon, many people come and listen.
要知道原来现在的情况是这样。
Because they want to know this is the current state.
里面的见证好几个都进不了天，到了天国门口进不去。
Many of these testimonies, a person comes to the gate of heaven, but they cannot enter.
我是耶稣的，我信耶稣的，我洗礼了啊，我进不了呀。
They say I believe in Jesus, I'm baptized, but they cannot enter.
你那时才来紧张吗？
Then only you are worried at that point of time.
传道没有警告我们，传道没有责备我们吗
？They only say, preacher, do not warn me, do not rebuke me.
所以这个老仆人。
So this old worker,
他这样交代小弟,
he reminded me,
因为他心里满满的爱做信徒的灵,
because in his heart he truly loved the soul of believers.
他知道他已经没有办法上台讲道了,
he know he could no longer go out the pulpit,
因为连走路都没有力气了,
because he didn't really have the strength to walk.
这是他爱信徒的心, 爱他们灵魂的心还在, 满满的在他心里,
love towards the believers and our soul is still there.
他的意思说我不能够讲了,
he said I no longer able to speak.But you can do so.
你要记得，一定要常常在讲道的时候提起耶稣要来。
Remember always in your sermon talk about our Lord Jesus Christ coming is coming again.
这个主题传道常常给的灵恩会主题都是有关耶稣再来的。
So often the theme I give for spiritual meeting has to do with the coming of the Lord.
我们两三次在这里的联合灵恩会，那个主题是什么？还记得吗
？And remember the themes of our previous spiritual meeting.
你当预备迎接你的神啊
！Are prepared to welcome the Lord your God.
每一个主题都是这么重要、这么实在的。
Each of these themes is so important and so for what we need.
那在保罗在使徒们的书信也看到。提到耶稣再来这个事
，In the epistles of the apostles, also talk about the coming of the Lord.
我们来看罗马书十三章
，Look at Romans 13.
这是使徒书信的特色。
This is the characteristic of the.
他们一定会常常提到耶稣再来这个事情。
They talk about the second coming of the Lord.
罗马书十三章
，Romans chapter 13,
十一节到十二节
，11 to 12.
来，我们一起读圣经。
Let's read together.
一、二、三，再者。你们一起读圣经，一、二、三。再者，你们晓得现今就是该趁早睡醒的时候。为什么？因为我们得救，现今比初信的时候更近了。黑夜已深，白昼将近，我们就当脱去暗昧的行为，带上光明的兵器。这些都是不断的提醒我们，耶稣快来了。
These are the reminders for us that the Lord is coming soon.
应该要趁早睡醒。
To be awakened quickly.
你已经睡了这么多年。
You have slept for so many years.
我们已经睡了这么久。
We have slept for so long.
应该趁这个时候醒过来了啦。
It's time for us to be awakened.
意思说你不要再睡了啦。
So no longer be asleep.
为什么
？Why？
因为我们得救要接近耶稣、接近天国的时候，比初心的时候更加靠近了。
Because salvation is nearer to us than when we believed.
所以你还在吃奶吗
？Are we still drinking milk？
醒过来吧。
Time to awake.、
嗯越来越靠近主，越来越靠近天国了。
We are nearer to God, nearer to heaven.
而且现在是黑夜已经很深很深的时候。
The night is almost gone.
哦，那早上啊，执事的讲道也有提到第三世界大战的情形。
So this morning, Deacon Silas shared with us the Third World War.
这就是黑夜已深了。
This is the night is about God.
随时会发生战争的,
war,
可怕的战争的,
this war may break out at any time.
就算没有马上来,
it might not come immediately.
但死伤灾祸动乱整个世界都会影响的,
but this chaos, this harm, and this death is all affecting the world.
我们的信仰, 我们的生活就一定受影响, 甚至信仰也受影响的,
then our life and even our faith will be affected.
好, 那主耶稣, 好, 我们, 这是使徒们的提醒。
So these are the reminders of the apostles. Our Lord Jesus Christ has also revealed this.
他为了什么事情要启示呢?
For what method did he make this revelation?
启示在圣经里面是非常严重的事才要启示的。
He make a revelation is very important method in the Bible.
甚至主耶稣教导我们说你不用启示了啦，你的话讲是就是，不是就不是了。
Sorry, not revelation, but to swear. So let your yes be yes and no be no.
We don't need to make a vow. 启示的时候，主耶稣自己启示。
But our Lord Jesus Christ himself make